More than a month after adopting a new budget, the Pennsylvania legislature still hasn't approved a revenue plan to pay for the expenditures. The Senate Thursday approved a proposal to fill a $2 billion revenue hole with nearly $600 million in increased and new taxes, and the remainder in loans. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Governor Tom Wolf about whether House members will go along with the proposal.
The liberal-leaning Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center called the Senate revenue plan imperfect, but a step in the right direction. Republican Representative Daryl Metcalf of Cranberry Township, Butler County, called it a fleecing of Pennsylvania taxpayers. Governor, how would you describe the Senate revenue plan?
I'd say it's a responsible step in the right direction, yeah. And first of all, it pays for the appropriations that was overwhelmingly passed by the Senate and the House in a responsible way. It does have some borrowing, but that borrowing addresses a one-time deficit that came about because of the shortfall in last year's revenues. And moving forward, the recurring revenues the Commonwealth needs to be able to pay its bills. And I think that would pass muster by the credit ratings agencies.
Senate Republican leader Jake Corman was kind of blunt. He said no one wanted to vote for tax increases, but they were out of options. So the taxes, how big of a surprise was the severance tax on natural gas drillers, considering that supporters of this idea of a severance tax have been trying for years and years, but really never even got close?
Well, I think over the last number of years, the people who opposed it became convinced that this is not something that was punitive. It was meant to create more winners in Pennsylvania. I mean, we do have an impact fee now, but the impact fee only goes to those places, for the most part, that actually where the gas is drilled. This is something that would help all Pennsylvanians. If you can go to some place and say, you know, you don't have gas here, but your school's going to be better because Pennsylvania has this natural resource beneath its feet, that is a selling point. And I think over time, many people in the gas industry believe this modest, which this is, severance tax is a step in the right direction.
Is that projected $100 million from the severance tax realistic? I believe the revenue from impact fees on drillers have sort of flattened or even declined a bit.
Yeah, I think the impact fee projection is $173 million. So this is $100 million on top of that. It's a start.
Are you concerned there might be some uncertainty in the revenue package because the plan assumes $200 million coming from gambling expansion, and that hasn't even been passed yet? And let's face it, gaming revenues have not been soaring exactly in the last few years.
Yeah, no, I think that's a real challenge. And I think the people who have worked on the gaming portion of the budget are sensitive to the idea that they don't want to take money away from other revenues coming in from the gambling industry. But I think there is agreement on what that might look like, and it's real revenue.
Even if you get all House Democrats on board on this revenue package, you're going to need 20 Republicans to vote yes. What have House Republican leaders been telling you about the palatability of this package?
Well, I think they just want to get the job done. They understand that they voted overwhelmingly for the appropriations package. I mean, that was almost 100 Republican votes in the House, and almost all the Democrats voted for it.
So various House GOP factions have released own revenue proposals. All have steered clear of tax increases, instead attempting to balance the shortfall on gaming, liquor expansions, fund transfers, borrowing. Yet there doesn't seem to be any one plan among House Republican leaders to get behind. So is that a good thing, in a sense, for the potential of the Senate's version being passed?
I think now it's time to get the job done. And I think the different attempts that they went through to find some alternative to what I proposed back in February, what the Senate has proposed this time around, and the inability of the House Republicans to come up with any alternative to either of those things is just a sign of just how difficult this is. But I think it's also a sign of how sensible the Senate's plan is.
Governor Wolf, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Governor Tom Wolf speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin. By the way, House leaders have not scheduled a vote on the revenue plan.